Welcome back to Plan Bree Uncut, presented by Barstool Sports. This has been a hell of the week for just social media in general, with loads of people being canceled, including the whole vlog squad. So we need to deep dive into that. I think that's what we're going to start with. But we do have a lot of other things to talk about on this week's episode. And it's a solo episode. I'm kind of falling in love with the solo episodes. You know, if I ever get the opportunity to have a guest that I think you guys would really love, we'll do that. But for now, I'm kind of into the solo episodes, and by the response from you guys, I think you're also on board with that. So if I'm wrong, let me know and we can switch it up always. It's whatever you guys want. But for now, I think solo episodes are the move. Anyways, so we're going to talk about all the vlog squad drama because it's actually insane. And it's not even drama. It's just like some fucked up shit. I want to talk about Addison Rae's new song. I met up with Victoria, the girl that I had beef with on TikTok last week's episode. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about my trip to Ohio this weekend. The update on me and Nick's relationship. And the college admission scandal, we need to talk about that because fucking insane, completely changed my mind on college and everything to do with it. And if you haven't watched it yet, you need to. So we'll talk about that. But let's just get into everything with the vlog squad, David Dobrik allegations and Dirty Dom shit. I'll give you a rundown if you're not up to speed. I'm sure pretty much everyone is, but let's do a quick rundown on what happened. So, there was a girl who came forward and she's staying completely anonymous, if I'm correct, which I think I am. She's using like an alias. She's not posting anything of her face, whatever. She's keeping this completely anonymous because something horrible happened to her and there was a whole article written about it. So she is claiming that they were underage and they were given alcohol by David, his vlog squad, specifically like Jeff, Scotty, Todd, and Dirty Dom. And Dirty Dom supposedly raped a girl that night, which is absolutely horrible. If you are one of the people trying to discredit this girl, trying to say she's doing this for clout, stop listening to me and stop associating with me because that is some fuck shit that I don't want to be a part of. That is completely wrong. And that is victim blaming, victim shaming. And, you know, if someone comes forth along with multiple people after, you need to listen to these people. And it is not your spot. It is not your place to forgive David. It's her and her friends and whoever that he's affected. So pretty much there was a vlog that David had made where it was like, Dom's gonna have a fivesome, right? And they invited a bunch of these girls over. Half of them were like underage and they came in, and the video has been deleted since, but I have a rundown of the whole video because I remember it. There's also clips of it in the H3 podcast with Ethan and his wife. So these girls come in. Immediately when they come in, they were like, yeah, like, the fivesome's not happening. We just wanted to come over and meet you guys, blah, blah, blah. Like, obviously, they just wanted to come. They were fans of David. He used it to his advantage to get these girls over. And in the vlog, he clearly states, David says, yeah, it's very obvious this is not going to happen. We figured that it wasn't going to happen. And then the vlog continues, and it's really creepy when you watch it back to listen to it. Like, when I first saw it for the first time, I was like, oh, it's funny. It's a funny vlog. But you don't realize how weird it is until you step back and you hear it from someone else's perspective. So he states in the video, yeah, they're not going to have a fivesome. They don't want to have a fivesome, whatever. And then the next clip that they move to is him saying, after a bunch of coercing and a bunch of negotiating, Dom has finally done the deed and it's gonna happen. And it's like them walking into the room, and it's like clips of Jeff opening the door and looking in, Jonah looking in. Basically, it happened. The threesome happened. It didn't end up being a fivesome. It ended up being a threesome. And Dirty Dom, like, thanks David for everything that he's done for him. Like, he was like, this is my first threesome. Thank you, David. And then at the end of the vlog, after the credits, it's a short clip where David's like, oh, so the threesome happened. And then someone in the background says, and we're all going to jail. And the clip ends. That part is what kind of threw me over the edge, because you can play devil's advocate, and I'm not saying for the girl's perspective, I'm just saying for canceling David Dobrik. Like, you could easily say this is all scripted, you know, none of the vlogs are real, which if you are a sensible person and you understand social media, nothing is real. We talk about this every week. Like, all of his vlogs are staged, are fake. But of course, if something happened, which it did, which the girl had come forth and said, there was sex obviously involved. Like, he was all sweaty and they were all in the room together. The lights were off. Like, whatever happened, it was shady and it was gross and it was all because David made it happen, you know? But there's a lot of people saying, you know, well, it's all staged, it's fake. Jeff came forward and was like, I didn't actually see anything in the room. I just opened the door and played the bit for David and pretended to see something. So, you know, you're never going to know what actually happened that night coming from these people, because they all have different stories, right? So Jeff Wittick made a whole YouTube video addressing what happened and kind of saying that Trisha Paytas is painting him as a bad person, that Trisha Paytas is putting all the blame on him, blah, 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 blah. Basically trying to clear his name. He sounded very genuine and apologetic in the apology video that he made. So he ended up going on the Frenemies podcast with Ethan and Trisha. And this is where it all kind of got fucked up for Jeff. I think he completely was trying to save his ass by going on the podcast, trying to make himself look good, and it blew up in his face. So quick recap of that podcast. He went on and his apology video was addressing this article that had come forth about the victim of Dom, Dirty Fucking Dom. Like, his name's Dirty Dom. He was clearly disgusting and sketchy to begin with. I don't know why he was ever involved and anyone ever liked him. Every bit he was ever in, I was like, you're gross. I don't like you. Like, he always has, like, STDs and brags about fucking people. He was disgusting to begin with. His name is Dirty Dom. So the article is about his victim, like the girl that he raped, and he claimed that he read the article and he did a whole apology on it, right? So then he comes on the podcast to talk about the article, to talk about what happened, and he got caught in so many lies and straight up was like, I didn't even read the article, because he didn't want to pay for it. Are you a fucking idiot? Are you seriously a fucking idiot? You're gonna make a whole apology video. You're literally, your whole career is on the line from this article and you're not going to read it. I think that just goes to show, that kind of like really threw me off and kind of validated everything that everyone has said about them, because there's a lot of people coming forward just saying that they're awful people. And the fact that he didn't read the article was like, you're just a fucking idiot. You don't care about what happened to this girl. You don't care about anyone coming forth with evidence or stories about David and the whole vlog squad. All you care about is saving your ass, which is just embarrassing. And then he got caught in another lie where he stated that he left the night, this party, like the threesome night, the video, at 11 o'clock. And Trisha pulls up like a timestamp. He was there at 1 a.m. So everything that's going on with that is horrible. No one's really addressing the issue right, like head on. No one's come forth and talked about the actual incident. It's tiptoeing around everything. It's trying to put blame on other people. Everyone should just take accountability for being there. Tell everyone what actually happened. And if you weren't a part of something bad, you shouldn't be scared to speak your truth. And they're all acting scared, which is really sketchy. And you know what is really pissing me off about this, though, is that Trisha Paytas was there. She was in the video. She's seen in the video cracking up laughing, having a great time, and she's the one coming forward trying to cancel everyone for this, trying to cancel everyone that was there. Trisha, you were there. Like, you were a part of this too. And I don't understand when Trisha became the moral ground to cancel people. Since when is she the person that we listen to and make all of our decisions based off of? She was there. So if she's going to cancel everyone for being there, cancel your fucking self. You were there. You were a part of this just as much as anyone else was. It doesn't matter what time you left at. You were there when the whole threesome shit was started. You knew what was going on. You're sitting on the couch laughing. I don't like that Trisha Paytas is just gets to be the queen of canceling, because it's really fucked up. She's been a fucked up person. She's done very fucked up shit, and she's just getting off clean because she gets to cancel everyone else. And that's really pissing me off, that she is putting the blame on every single person in the vlog squad, people that weren't even there, trying to cancel everyone in the vlog squad. Dirty Dom should be in jail. He should be in fucking jail. He should be behind bars. He's a disgusting human being. I 100% believe that he did something awful that night to that poor girl that was dragged into this situation, didn't want to be a part of this situation. He should be in jail. I think David should come forth and actually take accountability for instigating this, for supplying alcohol, for allowing underage girls there. I think he needs to take accountability. I don't think it's fair that every single person that's ever been associated with David Dobrik, who has ever been in his vlogs, who has ever been his friend, is being attacked by Trisha and Ethan in this whole fucking vendetta to cancel the whole vlog squad. I understand. Maybe David is a shitty person. Maybe he's done some shitty things. He did not do the things to this girl. Dirty Dom did. And he should be in prison. He's a disgusting human being. David should probably get off the internet. He should find something else to do, because clearly everyone's looking back at his old vlogs. Everyone is picking apart everything and trying to find new things to cancel him over, which, hey, hold accountability to what you did. Look at old shit. You know, if he's done some fucked up shit, he should take accountability. Just like Trisha did, you know? I think Trisha is trying to push him off the internet, but you can look back and look at all the awful things Trisha has said and done on the internet, and she's still here, and she's still saying, you know, you can grow, you can be a new person. So why not let David do that, you know? I don't think it's fair. And it's this cancel culture thing where Trisha is just trying to take every single person down, but she is not held accountable for anything that she's done in the past just because she said sorry. Okay, so if you said sorry and you get to grow, so should he. I haven't watched the vlog since I was like a sophomore in college. I think I just kind of fell out of it. They weren't really as funny and entertaining as they were when I was younger. I watched them today to try to look back and see if I could find anything, you know, weird, kind of off-putting. I think what people don't understand is everything on the internet is staged and fake. If you go back and watch David's old vlogs, right, you can tell how fake everything is, how staged it is, how reenacted it is. It's a show. He's putting on a show for you. This isn't his real life. This isn't it's not real. And I don't think people understand that. So when they see, and we're not talking about the Dirty Dom video anymore. That in itself is a horrible thing. I shouldn't have anything to say about that. I wasn't involved, you know? Like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about David Dobrik in general, because he's being canceled for just being an awful person, you know? I think if you look back at all of his videos, which I did today, I watched like 10 or 15 of them. Took a lot out of my day. There's a lot of shit where it's like, you're a shitty guy. Why are you doing that to your friends? Everyone was in on it. Everyone was making money off of it. Everyone was a part of it. And I don't think he is this evil person forcing people to do things like this whole picture that is being painted of him. Because you watch back the vlogs and he's done some like amazing things for people in them. And then you could be the person that looks at it this way, like he does good things to cover up his bad things, which I totally get it. I don't even know what side I'm on. I'm not a huge David Dobrik stan. I never really was. I enjoyed his videos when I was younger. But I think it's only fair to see if he grows from this, see if he tries to change. And he should 100% speak up and take the girl's side. Like, he should completely admit that whatever Dom did that night and whatever David was a part of that night was unforgivably fucked up. You know, if he could just take accountability for it, I think everyone could maybe see him in a different light. I don't know. David Dobrik is David Dobrik, and I think he has so many fans, so many stans that are so young. It's like one of those people that you don't know if you can take down. I don't know if he's going to be able to be canceled, even if he should, you know? He's just like one of those household names that you can't get rid of. So I think this whole thing of trying to cancel him or trying to get things out of him, I think you're just kind of forcing him into this box of a horrible person. A lot of people have said stupid jokes, have done stupid things, have pushed the limits for videos, for fame, for likes, you know? And I think he's at this point where maybe he can even understand that. So he needs to take accountability and acknowledge that shit in the past that he's done is fucked up. The whole Seth situation where he without consent made Seth make out with Jason, that was just weird and disturbing. Like, imagine one of your friends does that to you. Of course, when we watched it when we were younger, we were like, this is so funny. You grow up, you realize both sides to it, and you're like, that's weird, that's gross. I don't think he is capable of taking the camera out of the situation, taking the video and taking the views out of the situation, separating the two and realizing some of the shit he does is fucked up. I think his brain is wired content, content, content. All he wants is a thumbnail. All he wants is a video. All he wants is views. I don't think he ever has anyone else feelings. I don't think he ever thinks about anyone else's feelings, anyone else's reactions, anyone else's life. I think all he thinks about is making that video, which in itself is sad for him. I think he's wired a very different way. I think he needs to like go to therapy or something and realize that you need to separate real life and social media. He needs to realize that his friends in these videos are real people with real feelings. You know, they're not just actors. They're not just there for a skit. They probably looked up to you and actually wanted to be your friend. And I think he took advantage of a lot of people and used them for bait, you know, just used them for his own gain, which in itself is fucked up. You could look at any single person in the social media industry, though, and say the same thing. Every friendship, every connection, every networking, people are just using other influencers, other people as stepping stones to grow and grow and grow. These people on social media only care about numbers, they only care about money, and they only care about you enjoying the video, you know? Like, they want shock value, they want they want you to look at them like, wow, that's crazy, I could never do that. And I think that's what David got wrapped up in, and I think he has his own problems to figure out, and if we are just gonna sit here and not let people take accountability for their actions, not let them apologize, not let them grow. Now, I'm not talking about Dirty Dom. You don't grow from that. You're a disgusting human being. I'm talking about David and everyone associated with him. If you don't allow them to become better people, like, how is anyone going to be a good person? How is this world ever going to be okay if it's just cancel culture, cancel culture, cancel culture? You need to let people acknowledge their actions, which I don't understand why Trisha and Ethan have this huge platform where they're just destroying people's lives. Go for it. Destroy Dirty Dom's life. He did something fucking terrible. But to take every single person down with them, like Scotty and Todd, and take yourself down, Trisha. You were there, you know? It just doesn't make sense to me. And I don't know the truth of anything to do with these people. I don't know these people, and neither do you. Neither do we. So why are we going to sit here and take another social media star's word for it? Why are we going to do that? You know, she could completely be lying. This could be a whole vendetta to get back at her fucking boyfriend, Jason. She's taking the whole vlog squad down, you know, and before this article, I'm not talking about the Dirty Dom situation. I'm talking about previous. She's been making videos and everything to tear David's whole life up and everyone around him, which I don't think is fair. I don't think it's fair to take down everyone with the villain. You know, if you want to attack one person for righteous reasons and reasons that you actually believe in, take that person down. You don't need to take everyone associated with them down too. That's like everyone canceling Trisha because she was friends with Shane Dawson. It just doesn't make sense. It's not fair. And you need to let people talk. And David, I'm sorry, and Ethan and Trisha also said that all they want is David to take accountability and speak on it, and then they'll back down. Here's what I say. I think before everyone starts canceling or picking sides with David Dobrik, I think you need to just watch it pan out, watch it unfold. Give him a couple weeks. If this motherfucker doesn't come forward with a video and address everything, cancel him. I think you just need to give him time. He's probably freaking the fuck out. He lost all of his sponsors. His life just crumbled within a week from something that Dirty Dom did, and I don't know. I think it's a crazy thought, and you can hate me for saying this, but I think it's a crazy thought to think every single person in David Dobrik's life was involved in this awful thing that Dirty Dom did. There's a fucking fly. I think that's an awful thing to do. Imagine someone that you knew, someone that you were friends with, did something horrible, and just because you were friends with them, you're an awful person too. I don't think that's fair to do. I think we should let every single one of those people in the vlog squad come forth. They should all be speaking on this now. And if they don't come forward, it's like, you're guilty. Why aren't you talking? I think we should let every single one of the people in the vlog squad talk, tell their truth, and then start making decisions, you know? Dirty Dom, ugh, the name disgusts me. Dirty Dom made a video, right, a week ago. I don't know the exact date that this article came out. Fuck, I should know this. But he made a video where he's being accused of rape. And he made a video. The title of the video is Addressing All the Drama. Addressing all the drama. Do you know how disgusting that is? Imagine being the girl and seeing that video, addressing the drama, acting like being raped is drama and it's fake and it's made up. That's sickening. I think David should have addressed that and said, what the fuck was this? This was out of pocket. This was horrible of Dom to do. I didn't even watch his video because I don't care what he has to say. He's an awful person. He should be behind bars. But to make your video addressing all the drama when you're literally being accused of rape is so... What are you, a fucking idiot, imbecile? You're ridiculous. You're ridiculous, and you deserve nothing that you've ever... You don't deserve anything that you've ever gotten. I can't believe this man even had a platform. What, for fucking? For fucking and just being disgusting? I don't know. It's gross. So that's all the David Dobrik shit. I can't wait to see how it pans out this week, and I hope more people of the Vlog Squad talk about it, because it's really embarrassing if they don't. If someone that you are associated with is being accused of something horrible, you were there that night, you should be talking about it. So that's a lot of heavy shit, and it's kind of hard to talk about because you don't know what to say, you don't know who to believe about all the other allegations about David Dobrik just being a shitty person. It's a slippery slope. And I think we can all agree Dirty Dom is an awful human being. And who knows about David? Maybe he is just a monster that we didn't even know. A monster that we created because we fed him. We fed him. He kept putting out crazier videos, more shock value. He got the reaction he wanted. It kept getting crazier. And we were begging for more, begging for more. Of course he's going to turn into a cynical person. I think it's all everyone's fault. Everyone's at fault. We gave him this platform and we kept asking for more, you know? So I think that's the dangers of social media. It's like people will go to any lengths to become someone, which is scary because I think all of their morals go out the door. All right, guys, quick side note. Like, you know that I'm constantly here with you trying to find the balance between partying, between relationships, and just like everyday life. And something that has genuinely really helped me do that is A88 CBD. It is fucking phenomenal. All my friends back home are always talking about how CBD products really help them. And I kind of thought it was just like all bullshit until I tried A88 CBD, which is crazy. Like, never knock it until you try it for real. So A88 CBD is a high quality hemp derived CBD product. So they fit into your everyday life. They're super easy. They're nothing crazy. They have gummies. They have bath bombs. They have creams. Like, really anything that you want, you can get it at A88 CBD. It's amazing. What I really use it for was just to feel more relaxed because I'm stressed daily. Like, I have so much to do all the time. And I feel like I don't have time to, you know, like meditate like people do. I don't have time to like really do all the things and take a break. And A88 CBD has been that break for me. I can take it. It takes like 2 seconds. I eat the gummies. And then I'm just like noticeably in a better mood and feeling better. It's amazing. The products are all tested. You know exactly what you're getting. They're amazing. And they're super affordable. I've been using them for not too long, probably about 2.5 weeks, and it's a noticeable difference, and I really recommend these. They're amazing. They taste good. Also, the bath bombs are just fucking sick. Like, a CBD bath bomb, what the fuck? That's just, like, cool, and it's fun to use, and it's just amazing that these products can have such a big but small change, you know? Like, it's nothing crazy that you have to change in your lifestyle, but it can make that much of a noticeable difference that you just feel better and you're going to want to continue to use it. So you can find your balance with A88 CBD Wellness that works for you. You can shop all A88 CBD products at a88cbd.com. Jesus, that's kind of a fucking tongue twister. A88cbd.com and use the code UNCUT at checkout. Receive 25% off your entire order. That's code UNCUT at a88cbd.com for 25% off of your order. That's 25% off of your order with code UNCUT. I was talking about this actually with Victoria. So let's jump into that. When I met up with Victoria for drinks last week, It was a very nice experience. It was different because we were having like real conversations. You know, it wasn't just us. I feel like when you meet someone for the first time in person, it's a little bit awkward and you don't know what to talk about. We deep dived into talking about fucking everything. We were talking about this, how is the only way to stay relevant on TikTok or on social media to get into drama, to get into beefs, because like she grew a lot from the drama shit. Do people only want to see you if you are saying outlandish shit, if you're doing crazy shit, if you're involving yourself in drama? Like, is the only way to stay relevant to be a shitty person on social media? And I think we came to the conclusion, yes. If you're not doing anything crazy, if you're not giving anything, if you're not giving the people anything to talk about, people forget about you, which is so fucked up. And I think that's why it pushes people to do horrible things on social media. I think, and I'm not talking about David anymore, I'm just talking about social media people in general. I think it pushes people to say bad things, to make jokes that are a little offensive so that people, you know, you get a rise out of them, to cancel people because it's cool to cancel people now. I think social media is just creating a bunch of little monsters who are running around trying to get reactions out of people, and everyone's falling for it. Everyone's falling for it. So me and Victoria talked a lot about that. We talked about our drama and we were like, that was so stupid. I'm so sorry the way that it panned out. And we also just talked about how TikTok is creating an atmosphere that's not very welcoming, not very, I don't know. It's not very chill. It used to be very chill. You know, you could get on TikTok and it was kind of like a place to escape. For creators, and now it's like, well, should I post that? Can I post that? Are people going to get mad at every little thing? Are people just going to pick me apart until I don't want to be on the app anymore? I think it's just turning into a really hateful and spiteful place, which is just, it's not fun. I think that's why all these big creators aren't making as much TikToks anymore. Charlie came out and said that she doesn't even want to be on TikTok anymore because the hate is too much. I think TikTok is dying. She doesn't think it is. I do. We disagreed on that. I think it's on its way out. Not on its way out as in it's not going to be popular anymore. It's not going to be big anymore. I think it's just going to stay one of our main apps. It's going to be Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. That's what we're going to use. And it's just going to be another one of the household name apps. You know, it's not going to be this crazy app that has all the hype anymore. It's not like, oh, have you seen this new TikTok? It's just going to be like, oh yeah, that's a girl on TikTok. Just like it would be like she's an Instagram influencer. You know, I think it's just kind of complacent, and I don't think it's skyrocketing anymore. I think there's going to be a new app. People are going to try to be crazier on that. You know, it's kind of scary to know that there's always going to be something newer. There's always going to be something crazier. People are always going to be chasing something more. It's like, why can't we just be happy with what we have? Why can't we just relax? Why can't we just be chill people and just fucking all get along? I wish life was that easy. And it's so stupid to even say that or wish that because it's just impossible. No one's ever going to be on the same page. No one's ever going to be on the same page. Just like me and Victoria, we were talking about so many different things. We got like really deep. We got really involved about TikTok, just talking about how it's kind of fucking with our heads, like it's really taking over our lives and fucking with our heads. And I tried to give her some advice because she makes like 30 videos a day, and I used to do the same thing. I used to just put out TikTok after TikTok after TikTok, and I didn't stop because I didn't appreciate the app anymore. I stopped doing that because I realized the only way I could feel anything was if it was through a reaction on the screen. The only way I could feel good about anything was if I got a positive reaction on TikTok, which is like sad and pathetic. It's like the only way you could get happiness is through this app. It sounds crazy. It sounds pathetic. You would understand it if you were in someone's shoes with gaining followers so quickly. And I think that's exactly what's happening with Victoria. I think she's growing so fast, and it's like such a crazy feeling to know so many people want to watch you, so many people love you, and you get wrapped up in it. And I'm scared for her. I told her this in person. This is nothing I didn't say for her. I'm worried that she's going to drown in TikTok, you know? I think she needs to make sure that she takes time for herself and separates TikTok and life, just like David Dobrik should have separated YouTube and these are real people that I shouldn't be doing this to, you know? Because on TikTok, it's kind of yourself. So it's like, I need to separate me from TikTok, or I'm just going to put myself in a horrible position to have the worst mental health, to start hating myself and just hating the app in general, which I think almost happened to me. I really started hating TikTok. I hated making videos because I was getting so much hate over shit that just didn't even make sense. Like, people would just make fun of the way I look, the way I talk, you know, the way I even move. And it's like, once you start getting an overwhelming amount of comments about you that you've never even thought about before, it's like, why would I even want to post anymore? I don't even know who I am when I look in the mirror anymore, because I have all these people coming out of the woodwork telling me who I am, which just fucks up your mental health so much. And I think that's what we're seeing happening right now, is just everyone is being affected by social media so much, and it's so scary. It's like, who's next? Who are we taking down next? Which is just like such a scary thought and a horrible way to think, that someone's always out to get you. And I think social media is turning into this crazy fucking fest of, I'm better than you. You don't deserve to be on the platform. You did this 25 years ago. You did this in 1999. Like, dude, I swear. Like, remember I talked about how I stole that girl's meatballs? Did I talk about it on the podcast? I talked about it on TikTok, or because we got high, how in kindergarten I stole these girls' meatballs and I ate them. I feel like that's going to come forth. People are going to try to, you were a bully in kindergarten, so you shouldn't have a platform. It's like, fuck me, dude. You can't do or say anything anymore. And I'm not with the shit. I don't care. I'm going to continue to say whatever the fuck I want, say what I actually believe. And if you want to cancel someone for just talking, do it. Like, just, it's actually making me very frustrated. Like, if you're watching on YouTube, you can visibly see that it's like, I'm visibly upset over all of this shit. I saw this girl, right, on TikTok the other day. The tanning. She went on vacation. I'm sure everyone has seen it because it's been all over TikTok. And yes, I'm gonna speak on it. I don't care if it's controversial. She was fucking laying on the beach for 3 hours, got a tan, made a TikTok of her dancing. She's a tan. Because, you know, did you know when white people lay in the sun, they actually get tan? Which is, it's mind-blowing. So she posted a video of her just dancing happy, and she has a tan line, and every single person on TikTok came for her. Every single person saying that she's blackfishing, saying that she's trying to be black. I think that is just so fucking crazy. So fucking crazy that you literally have to worry about staying in the sun too long now, because it can be offensive. People have contacted her schools and got her kicked out of her dream colleges because she posted a video dancing and had a tan line. That's fucking outrageous. The amount of hate that this girl has gotten from having a tan is fucking insane. And I could totally agree with you. If she was sitting there and putting on mounds of fucking fake tan, right? And changing her color fakely and trying to be someone that she's not. She laid on the beach, got a tan, made a video, and you got her kicked out of college for that? Do you know how fucking crazy that is? And you want to know what the craziest part is? The whole comment section is a bunch of 14-year-old white girls saying, you're blackfishing. I can't even understand the world that we live in anymore. It's fucking crazy. It's absolutely fucking crazy. I feel so bad for that girl. So beware this summer. Wear sunblock, okay? So you don't get yourself canceled. That's enough of the cancellation, because I'm going to fucking jump off of a bridge soon. Let's talk about Addison Rae's new song. She has a new song called Obsessed. I think it's called Obsessed. I kind of fuck with it. I think she sounds like Selena Gomez. I mean, it's not anything special. She's not going to get a Grammy for it. If she does, I will shoot myself in the head, because that just goes to show what the fuck the world has come to. But it's just a regular song. It's pretty good. She made a dance video. She's getting so much hate for it, which kind of pissed me off a lot, because this girl can do anything and get picked the fuck apart. And I get it. That's kind of what you signed up for when you sign up for this life. But come on. It's just like, people are angry. Why is everyone on the internet so fucking angry? Imagine making a whole song, making a whole video, promoting the shit out of it, being so excited for it, and every single comment is negative. I'm not kidding. Go look at her comment section on TikTok. Every single comment is fucking negative. It's like pathetic. People are so bored with their lives that they have to hate on other people. It's like, go outside and do something fucking different. I know, I get the argument. Maybe not every TikToker should make music. Okay? I get that 100%. But they're going to. They have the means, they have the money, they have the platform. Obviously, they're gonna fucking take advantage of it. Why wouldn't you? You would be doing the same thing if you were fucking rich and famous. It's like, now what's a new avenue that I can make money with? She saw music. Obviously, people are gonna stream it because it's Addison Rae. It doesn't matter if the song is good or bad, she's going to make money off of it. So, you leaving a hate comment saying that it sucks is making her money too. I don't know. Find a better way to be mad at the world. Find something else to do with your life because I feel bad for so many people on TikTok. It's like I read the comment sections and I see people who comment hate, and I go and I look at them and I look at their profile and I'm like, you're just a 13-year-old girl that's getting brainwashed. Like, all these, like the middle schoolers. What are they gonna be like when they're our age? Like when they're 21? Are they just gonna walk around with like a laser pointer and they're gonna go on the street and every single person they see that they don't like, they're just gonna point them with the laser and say, canceled, canceled, canceled. Like, I don't fucking know. I don't know what the world is gonna be like in 10 years when these 13-year-olds who are destroying everyone's confidence grow up. I'm scared to see the world that that's gonna be. Like, when I have kids, what do you teach them? Like, because they're going to be in a world where you have to be so on point, so politically correct. You're going to have to, everything you say, you're going to have to filter yourself. You're going to have to be so careful. That is a world that I never want to fucking live in. Okay, how many times do I have to say it? How many times do I have to fucking say it? We live on a floating rock. Literally nothing matters. Literally nothing matters. We live on a floating fucking rock. If you're gonna sit down and pick apart every single little thing that everyone has ever done, the only person that you're hurting is yourself because you're not allowing yourself to live your life. It's sad and it's pathetic. We literally live on a floating rock, okay? Nothing that you do or say is not gonna matter. Okay, it's not even gonna matter in 2 days. It's not even gonna matter in 3 weeks. Stop harping on all of these little things. And even yourself, if you look around and you look at all the things that you do and you look at all the things that you get anxious about and the things that you're worrying about, the things that keep you up at night, why? Why do they even keep you up at night? Are they gonna matter in a year? Are they gonna matter in 3 years? Are they gonna matter when you're dead? Is anyone gonna remember? No. Hey guys, quick commercial break. So, if you guys struggle with going to the gym and just not knowing what to do, because I do definitely, like when I go to the gym, I feel unmotivated. I just like watch Instagram videos and I like genuinely don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So it makes me not want to work out. There's this app called OpenFit. It has saved my life. I do it at home because the gym gives me anxiety and I want to steer clear of it. And with OpenFit, you can do that. So I'm super busy. Right, I work so fucking much. I don't want to pay for a gym membership because I'm never gonna make it to the gym, and I just want to like work out at home and know exactly what I'm doing. And OpenFit allows that. It's amazing. There's workouts on there from like 10 to an hour, like 10 minutes to an hour. You can do ones specifically for your abs, for your butt, you know, for your arms. You can do HIIT workouts. They have Pilates. They have stretching classes. They literally have anything that you want. It's amazing and it makes you feel so much more comfortable about working out because you know exactly what you're doing because they're teaching you. They have like personal people on there that can train you, like the best trainers ever. It's super affordable and it's so easy to use. Plus, there's like nutrition plans, which is insane. So I like always tell myself I want to eat healthy, blah, 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 blah. I look up how to eat healthy, right? It doesn't really tell you what to do, you know. Then you have to pay for like special access to these books. When you get OpenFit, you get all of these workout plans and you get nutrition plans. Like, it's crazy. I made a nutrition plan and it tells you each personal day, different meals for every time of the day that you can eat. It's insane. And it tells you exactly what you need to buy at the grocery store. And it tells you all the calories. It tells you all the protein, everything. It's amazing and it's so easy. So, I've been using it for, I don't know, couple months now. I definitely see results. I definitely feel way more comfortable using it than going to the gym. And I've told all my friends about it. All of them have been on it. And we're looking pretty snatched. So if you want to get ready for summer and you don't feel like going to the gym, I highly recommend OpenFit. It's amazing. So OpenFit has changed the way I work out. And right now, my listeners get a free 14-day trial membership, which is amazing. So you can test it out. And if you don't want to stick with it, you don't have to. But it's a free 14-day trial. Like, everyone should be taking advantage of this. So you have to text UNCUT to 505050. That's 505050. And if you decide to keep the service, which I'm sure that you will because it's seriously amazing, the entire year is only $96. That's crazy. I mean, gyms in New York are $96 a month. This is $96 for the whole entire year. That's an unreal deal. So you'll get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts, and a nutrition guide totally free for 14 days. Just text UNCUT to 505050. And if you want to keep it, which I'm sure you will get the whole deal for $96. The other day I woke up because I like kind of blacked out when I went to Cleveland for the weekend. I woke up and I had like really bad anxiety because I was like, oh, it was probably embarrassing. Like I was a little bit too drunk. Like I posted a video on TikTok, but I was like, oh, that's fucking Brianna. You're too drunk. Don't post that on TikTok. I was like saying, I'll suck a Uber driver's dick for free to get me a ride home. Like, yeah, come on. I mean, it was funny, but it's not funny to look back on when you're sober. It's humiliating. And I woke up and I was like, I had like an elephant standing on my chest. I had so much anxiety. I was like, oh, I must have did something stupid or said something stupid. I must have looked so dumb. And then I opened up my phone and looked at like my new merch that's coming out, and it's literally Nothing Matters merch. And I was like, how am I gonna sit here and worry about some stupid shit I did or said when I was drunk last night when my whole motto is literally Nothing Matters? Because everyone was drunk. Anxiety, it shouldn't exist. I think it's a made-up thing in our own heads that everyone was drunk, okay? You did something stupid, you said something stupid, who fucking cares? Everyone was drunk, first of all. Everyone's been in that position. No one's thinking about it as much as you are. It's you in your own head worrying about the shit that you did or said, okay? Just don't kill anyone. Don't do anything horribly, morally wrong when you're drunk, and you're fucking fine. Everyone says and does stupid shit when they're drunk. It's what alcohol is literally made for. It's you take alcohol, and it's like you're taking a stupid pill. Okay, so if you're gonna drink, you can't have anxiety. Okay, if you're gonna black out all the time, you're gonna live by this motto, black out or back out. You can't be scared of anxiety. Okay, you can't be scared of the shit you did when you were drunk. Literally nothing matters. We live on a floating rock. So let's talk about my trip to Cleveland, actually. So I went back for the weekend to see my school friends, to see my boyfriend. And as you guys know, last weekend I was talking about how I didn't know what was going to happen with me and Nick. So we kind of came up with a plan. I knew when we saw each other, we were going to be fine. We're going to be in love again, blah, 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 blah. Which we were. We had an amazing weekend together. And when I left yesterday, I texted him and I was like, I actually can't do this. Like, I thought I could, but the pain that I'm in, like, that sounds so stupid. Not even the pain, just like the anxiety that it gives me and like the stress that it gives me knowing I'm not going to see him for another month. Like, it's just really not worth it. He got a fucking job in Ohio, so it's like, what the fuck? I'm literally never going to see you. And we came up with a plan. We have to put in more effort. We have to see each other more than once a month, and if we don't, this is never going to work. So, as of right now, we are going to try to see each other more. We are going to try to make this work, but nothing is guaranteed. So, it's just gonna be an uphill battle, and we're gonna see if we're gonna make it out of this shit alive. I can't even leave this apartment until November of next year anyway, so it's not like even if you got a job here, we could live together, you know? I also just want to focus on me and my own thing, so I don't even know if him moving here would be the best thing for me. I think I would get wrapped up in relationship shit and just stop, you know, caring about the things I want to do and focusing on the things I want to do. So, we're taking one for the team, and we're gonna attempt to make this work. We're gonna try to see each other more, and if we don't, we don't. And it was a great relationship regardless if it ends. So that was kind of the outcome of us. But I want to tell you a little quick story. Of we went to a bar, and my friend took her anxiety medication. So she was my old roommate in college. She took her anxiety medication, and then like 30 minutes into the bar already had 9 tequila shots. She's 5'2". She's like a tiny little girl. And She took her whole pill. So when anxiety medication affects like how you intake alcohol, like it gets you fucked up faster. I'm sure a lot of you guys know, because I'm sure a lot of you are on anxiety medication if you like me. fuck, these headphones hurt my ears so bad. So she was really, really fucked up. So I'm in the middle of a conversation with Nick. Like, I'm literally mid-talk. My hair starts getting yanked to the ground. Like, someone is fighting me from the back, and I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't even do, like, I am not in the mood to fight. I am, like, on cloud nine. I'm so glad to see my friends and, you know, to be out and drinking with them. And I'm getting fought right now, and I turn around, and I'm holding my hair so that they don't pull me to the ground. Strong grip, like my weave almost fell out of my fucking head, and it's sewed into my head to begin with, and it literally almost fucking fell out. I turn around, it's my friend on the ground fighting another girl, pulling my hair, thinking that it is someone else, and I'm like, oh, hey, that's me, bestie, got my hair, wrong girl, you're fighting the wrong girl. She gets dragged out of the bar, titties out, in handcuffs, fucking behind her back, five security guards with flashlights around her. Not a good scene, okay? Not a good thing to be a part of. I felt really bad for her because she was so fucked up. A girl bumped into her. I don't know, it turned into a fight, and somehow my hair got pulled into it. I'm just really glad that I wasn't in the fighting mood, and, you know, I didn't let it ruin my night. I didn't try to get involved because the girls that she was fighting with were my fans. They had just bought me shots, and I was like, come on, you really have to fight them? Like, those are good people. They were nice, and it was just a... It was just a whole fucking thing. But the night ended up being good. She didn't go to jail. We all started a rumor that she went to jail because we just assumed that she went to jail. So we told her mom that she went to jail. We told her sister that she went to jail. We were calling the jail searching for her. Turns out she just ended up at her friend's house and then got an Uber home. I don't know. Moral of the story, if you're ever out and you're having a great night and, you know, and something bad happens like that, don't let it ruin your night. Okay? Because I could have easily turned around, started fighting, and being like, don't pull my fucking hair. Don't let it ruin your night, okay? Make sure you read the situation first. Because someone was accidentally pulling my hair. Imagine if I was blacked out and I was like, oh, I'm fighting, and then I started fighting my roommate. Would have been really fucking bad. So that was my little trip to Cleveland. It really made me sad going back, actually, to college. It like, gave me all these emotions that I didn't know how to feel. I was like, do I miss it here? Do I wish I never dropped out? Do I wish I stayed here? And then I was like, no, like, there's nothing here for me. Like, it's fucking Ohio. What, like, why do I feel like this? Because I kept feeling like this pit in my stomach. I was like, I'm missing out. FOMO. I literally just had FOMO, and I had to, like, talk myself down, because I was like about to cry half the time I was there, because I was like, I wish I never left. Like, I missed my friends so much. I missed all of this so much. And maybe I made the wrong decision, and I had to remember, I don't miss going to school, okay? I, if I were to stay in school and I didn't take this job, I'd be graduating soon, miserable, no clue what I wanted to do. All I missed was being with my friends, my boyfriend, drinking, and having no worries, which is like, sorry, baby girl, you have to grow up, and you have to have a real life and a job and responsibilities. So I think that was good to recognize that, you know, I don't regret moving here. Oh my god, my stomach is growling. I'm so fucking hungry. I don't regret moving here. I don't regret dropping out. I just, you can miss your old life without regretting things, you know? It's like, those were great times of my life. Why wouldn't I miss them? But just because I miss them doesn't mean I regret the decisions I made, you know? It's just like, you could look back at old relationships and be like, ah, oh, that was great. I wish I stayed in it. No, those were great memories. You had a great time. That was for a certain part of your life, and it's okay that you moved on. You can still appreciate old memories without regretting, you know, the way things ended and regretting decisions that you've made in your life, okay? Always remember that. Okay, so did I recap everything for you guys? I think I did. These headphones hurt my ear so fucking goddamn much. Let's do DM diving before we get out of this bitch. I got a good DM this week, and I was like, I don't even know if this is for DM diving. I just got a DM that says, what does it say? I screenshotted it. How do you know if you're in love? And I was like, like, it's, this sounds like a stupid question, but it's not. Because I think in all my past relationships, I said I love you and I didn't mean it. Like, I just thought, you know, being happy in a relationship and like liking someone means you're in love. But it's just so not true. You can totally be in a relationship where you enjoy their company, you enjoy their presence, and you like them, but you just don't love them. It's like, I think you know if you love someone when you can't separate yourself from them, like you think of future things, you think of situations you want to do. Like, say, I want to travel the world, right? I can only picture myself doing that with Nick. Like, I'm like, I don't want to do it unless I'm with him, you know? So if you think about future situations or just like future things that you want to do, do you immediately think of doing it with that person? Or do you think, oh, and they will come and it will be nice? Because I think if you can't, if you separate yourself from someone and things you want to do, you're just in a relationship, you know? You're just kind of going through the motions. It's kind of a friend, you know? It's fun to be around, but it's not something long-term. If you cannot physically separate your thoughts and your future plans from someone else, like you really want them and everything in your future, then I think that's when you kind of know you're in love. And also, when you're out and you're just having a good time and you think to yourself, I wish this person was here. Because there's a lot of times in my past relationships where I was out having amazing things and I'm like, I'm so glad he's not here. Because I wouldn't be enjoying it, which is just fucked up. So if you always want to get away from him and you always want that girl's night and, you know, you always want to be taking those trips without your man's or your girl, you're not in love, you know? Because if you can easily separate them from every fun thing, it's like, why are we even together if I don't want to share these experiences with you? So I think that was for DM diving, or you're just venting in my DMs, which is amazing, and you ended up on the pod. But yeah, crazy episode, a lot of things going wrong in the world this week, and I really hope, I just want to address the Dom, dirty Dom situation thing again. I am not, like, when I was talking about David and all of those things, I was talking about him separate from the Dom situation and all of the allegations against him just, like, being a shitty person. I was not speaking about the Dirty Dom allegations in that way. I think everything that's coming towards Dirty Dom, he deserves. He's an awful piece of shit. And I don't want to associate what I was saying about David and how we need to, like, let him take accountability for things to be associated with the Dom situation. Because that's just, I wasn't talking about those things together. I don't want anyone to think I was insensitive about the Dirty Dom situation, because that's not a joke. That's not something that you can lightly talk about. And I just tried to tiptoe around it because, I don't know, if something like that happened to me, I really wouldn't want people making their own assumptions about it. So that's why I didn't really want to talk too much about the exact situation with Dirty Dom. I don't think it's fair to just have these random people on the internet assuming what happened, making up stories. Imagine you were raped and there's millions of people making videos about it and coming forward saying what they think happened or what they know happened. That's not fair. That's not right. So that's why I didn't really want to deep dive on that, because I think that's pathetic and that's cowardly to use a situation like that to get clout, just to make a video about it, you know? Disgusting. I think a lot of people are doing that right now. So beware of who you take information from and beware of what you believe on the internet, you know? A lot of things are being done for clout and for views right now. So that's it for today, my degenerates. Always remember to stay true to yourself. Be whoever you want to be. Party hard and fucking sleep when you're dead.